Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fixer: My Adventure Saving Startups from Death by Politics is a business and political memoir by Bradley Tusk, a strategist known for advising technology companies operating in heavily regulated markets. Blending war stories with a practical playbook, the book argues that disruption is never only a product challenge. It is also a political fight, because incumbents often use laws, regulators, and local interest groups to block new competitors. Tusk describes how startups in sectors such as transportation, insurance, and gaming can face organized resistance that has little to do with consumer benefit and a lot to do with preserving existing power. Drawing on his experience helping companies like Uber, FanDuel, and Lemonade navigate policy obstacles, he reframes government relations as a core operating function rather than an afterthought. The purpose is to demystify how political systems actually behave under pressure and to give founders and investors a realistic approach to winning regulatory battles without pretending politics can be ignored. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, disruption creates political enemies, not just competitors. A central idea in the book is that most modern startups collide with regulation because many lucrative industries are structured around rules that protect incumbents. Tusk emphasizes that when a new entrant changes pricing, labor models, distribution, or consumer access, the threatened players often respond politically rather than commercially. They lobby city councils, state legislatures, and agencies, fund public relations campaigns, and mobilize allied groups to make the startup look dangerous or illegal. In that environment, a company can have product market fit and still lose if it fails to anticipate the political counterattack. The book treats this as a predictable pattern, not a rare exception, especially in transportation, insurance, fantasy sports, and other regulated categories. The practical takeaway is diagnostic founders should ask early who loses money if they win, what those losers can influence, and which rules can be weaponized against them. By treating political opposition as an expected cost of disruption, the company can plan timelines, hiring, messaging, and capital needs around a realistic battlefield rather than an idealized market. Secondly, a startup politics playbook map power, incentives, and pressure points. Tusk frames political strategy as a disciplined process similar to product or sales strategy. The book highlights the need to map the real decision makers, which may not be the most visible officials, and to understand what each actor wants: jobs, tax revenue, headline-friendly wins, campaign support, or simply avoiding controversy. Instead of assuming a rational policy debate will prevail, he stresses operating in the world as it is, where incentives and risk avoidance drive outcomes. A recurring lesson is to build a coalition broader than the company itself by aligning with users, workers, community groups, or businesses that benefit from the new service. That coalition can change the cost-benefit calculation for politicians, who might otherwise side with entrenched interests. The approach is also tactical: choose the right venue, city z state, legislative v regulatory, and sequence actions, so the company gains momentum rather than fighting on the incumbent's best terrain. The value for readers is a way to think systematically about government relations as an operating function with clear goals, target audiences, and measurable outcomes. Case-driven lessons from regulated battles, ride-sharing, insurance, and gaming. The Fixer is anchored in concrete examples from Tusk's work with high-profile startups facing political and regulatory resistance. He discusses how ride-sharing met aggressive pushback from taxi interests and how success required more than legal arguments. It demanded public narrative, local organizing, and sustained engagement with policymakers. He also draws lessons from helping an insurance startup expand in a state-by-state system, where licensing and incumbent influence can slow or block entry. In the online gaming and fantasy sports arena, the story illustrates how quickly a fast-growing consumer product can be reframed as a legal or moral problem once powerful stakeholders, such as established gambling interests, see a threat. Across these examples, the pattern is consistent: opponents try to redefine the company as unsafe, unfair, or unlawful, and the company must respond with a mix of persuasion and leverage, rather than providing a one-size-fits-all formula. The book uses these cases to show how political strategy is customized to each jurisdiction, stakeholder set, and media environment. Fourthly, narrative and media as political tools, not marketing afterthoughts. Tusk treats messaging as an instrument of power, not just brand building. In regulated fights, the public story often determines whether officials view a startup as a civic asset or a liability. The book emphasizes crafting a narrative that translates the company's value into political terms: consumer choice, job creation, modernization, fairness, and local benefits. That narrative then needs distribution through press, allies, and real user voices. A key lesson is that incumbents frequently control the default story, for example, portraying newcomers as reckless, predatory, or disrespectful of community norms. If the startup reacts late, it can spend years fighting a frame it did not choose. Tusk's perspective, shaped by campaign politics, favors proactive framing and rapid response, using clear language that matches what voters and local media understand. The goal is not spin for its own sake, but moving the debate from insider regulatory minutiae to widely understandable outcomes. For founders, this chapter of thinking is a reminder that public opinion is often the most scalable pressure a young company can create. Lastly, ethics and realism: engaging politics without pretending it is clean. The book is candid about the messy reality of politics while still arguing that engagement is necessary. Tusk portrays a world where access, incentives, and perception influence decisions, and where naive idealism can be fatal for a startup. At the same time, the framework is not simply to exploit loopholes. It is to make the consequences of blocking innovation more costly than supporting it, using lawful organizing, persuasion, and coalition building. That distinction matters because many founders are uncomfortable with politics and want to outsource it or avoid it entirely. Tusk's argument is that avoidance cedes the field to incumbents who are already organized and experienced. He also draws from his background in government and campaigns to show why politicians behave the way they do and how to work with those incentives rather than against them. For readers, the useful insight is psychological as much as strategic. Success requires accepting that politics is part of the operating environment. Once that is accepted, a company can set principles, choose tactics deliberately, and avoid accidental escalation or reputational self-harm. In conclusion, The Fixer is best suited for startup founders, early executives, investors, and operators building in regulated or quasi-regulated sectors, as well as anyone whose business model challenges incumbents with political influence, readers who work in policy, communications, or corporate strategy will also find value in how the book explains incentives inside government and the mechanics of local and state decision-making. The practical benefit is a clearer sense of what to do before a crisis hits: identify opponents, build allies, prepare messaging, and treat government relations as a core function tied to growth. Intellectually, it offers a realistic account of why innovation debates rarely stay technical and why market competition often becomes a fight over rules, legitimacy, and narrative. What helps the book stand out among business titles is its combination of lived political campaign experience with startup casework, translating tactics from elections into guidance for corporate survival. Many entrepreneurship books focus on product, fundraising, or culture. Tusk focuses on the missing layer: power, regulation, and the political backlash that follows disruption. Even readers who disagree with parts of his worldview can use the framework to understand how these battles are actually won or lost. If you would like to support Bradley Tusk, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.